KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the latest area and state news brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police arrested two people on separate charges early this morning. At around 12:26 a.m., 35-year-old Richard Sperry Germar of Red Oak was arrested for driving while suspended. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on just slightly more than $566 bond. And at around 3:45 a.m., 30-year-old Madison Marie Bowling of Red Oak was arrested for public intoxication. Her bond was set at $300. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports one arrest over the past week. 42-year-old John Michael Burgoyne of Des Moines was arrested January 3rd at the Polk County Jail and transported to Adair County, where Burgoyne was wanted on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. He was released Monday morning on his own recognizance, but later picked up by Union County authorities on warrants out of their county. Marnie Fire, Atlantic Rescue, and Medevac at the Cass County Sheriff's Office and EMA were dispatched to 580th and Marnie Road Monday for a two-vehicle accident with apparent non-life-threatening injuries. Emergency units were called at around 11:54 a.m. A female subject complained of arm pain following the accident, while a man complained he wasn't feeling well. According to reports, a semi was crossing the road at 580th and Marnie Road when three vehicles reduced their speed as the semi was crossing. One of the vehicles rear-ended another vehicle. Additional information is currently not available. A report of an aircraft with smoke in the cockpit resulted in emergency crews being dispatched to the Atlantic Airport Monday afternoon. Atlantic police had received a call from Minneapolis Air Traffic Control at around 2:50 p.m. about the incident. The PD relayed that information to the Cass County Communications Center. The tower told authorities the plane would be landing within 5 minutes, but it ended up being sooner. Atlantic's KJAN News that I spoke with the pilot, Nick Lambert of Perry, about what he and a male passenger experienced.
I just came out of Omaha, going back to Perry, and I just had a vent motor just melt up, burn up on us, and so I just came right into Atlanta.
And Lambert said they've been flying all day and had no previous issues until they were underway on the final leg, and Atlantic Fire personnel inspected the 1985 twin-engine Beech King Air turboprop A90. The smell was in the aircraft cabin, but the source could not immediately be identified. Lambert got on the phone to a mechanic who suggested he fire up the engines to see if the circumstances could be replicated on the ground, and that's when Lambert narrowed down the source to a vent motor in the cabin. He and his passenger were expected to have resumed their flight yesterday. They were on the ground for about an hour. FAA records indicate the aircraft is registered to Dutch Aviation LLC in Perry. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, two people were injured during a collision Monday evening in Monona County. The State Patrol reports 93-year-old Lawrence Nelson and 26-year-old Terry Miller, both of Mapleton, were transported to Mercy Hospital in Sioux City after their vehicles collided head-on along Highway 141 just west of Palm Avenue, and that was before 6 p.m. The accident remains under investigation. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. The patrol says Nelson was flown by air helicopter to the hospital, while Miller was taken by Mapleton Rescue. A Cass County woman will spend 30 months in federal prison for a scheme to sell a powerful painkiller. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson has this report.
46-year-old Rebecca Canfield was sentenced for conspiracy to distribute oxycodone and health care fraud. Investigators say she obtained prescriptions for the drug around Cass County by faking illnesses and then gave the drug to someone else to sell. Investigation determined Canfield also received Social Security benefits to which she was not entitled. Two other people involved in the scheme, Mary Mayo, was sentenced to 24 months in prison, and Tony Martin May was sentenced to 1 year. I'm Dar Danielson.
And U.S. Attorney Mark Crickbaum reports that 34-year-old Chanel Tracy Huff of Maryville, Missouri, was sentenced for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Huff was sentenced in Council Bluffs District Court last week to 120 months in prison, to be followed by a term of supervised release of 5 years. On February 2nd, 2019, Mills County law enforcement had conducted a traffic stop on Huff's vehicle, and officers located 381 grams of methamphetamine and $7,000 in drug proceeds in her vehicle. A search warrant was executed at Huff's residence, and officers there seized $15,000 in drug proceeds along with a pistol. The matter was investigated by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, Mills County Sheriff's Office, Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's Office, and the Maryville, Missouri Police Department. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The Glenwood Police Department reports the arrest on drug charges Sunday of 20-year-old Cordell Belt. The Bellevue, Nebraska man was arrested in Glenwood for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,300. And Glenwood police arrested 25-year-old Zachary DeLeo of Glenwood on January 4th. DeLeo was taken into custody for being a fugitive from justice. In our funeral announcements, Nancy K. Klein, age 72 of Harlan, died Friday in Harlan. Funeral services for Nancy Klein will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. LaDonna Morgan, age 87 of Greenfield, died January 1st at the Village in Indianola. A mass of Christian burial for LaDonna Morgan will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Lester Peterson, age 73, who's formerly of the Avoca area, died Friday in Waterloo. Funeral services for Lester Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Troy Walker, age 51, of Algona, died Friday. A celebration of life for Troy Walker will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Ralph Fusselman, age 94, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. Graveside services for Ralph Fusselman will be on Thursday at the South Lawn Memory Garden in Atlantic. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Barbara Ann Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 24th. A memorial service for Barbara Anderson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Mary Lou Hoig, age 93, of Atlantic, died January 2nd. Funeral services for Mary Hoig will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. William Dwayne Berger, age 85, of Harlan, died Sunday. No services are planned for William Berger. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jack Connolly, age 96, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. Services for Jack Connolly are pending with the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Cindy McElfish, age 61, of Messina, died Monday at her home. Services for Cindy McElfish are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Alvin Ring, age 72, of Neola, died Sunday. Services for Alvin Ring are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And George Aim, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday. Services for George Aim are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.